The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
Thank you very much. Good evening. And here we are again at the Vet Hospital in Harrogate. And I'm here with Bob Partridge.
Hi, good to see you again.
So today, Bob, as we approach the fireworks season and bonfire night, we're going to talk about bonfires, fireworks, and in particular, how to keep your pets safe around fireworks night.
Absolutely. It comes around every year, but of course we do see fireworks at other times as well. But yeah, most common times are as the nights start to get close in, and obviously with bonfire night coming up, it is a big time for firework problems.
And you know, we always see in the media around fireworks night some top advice on what to do with your pets and how to keep your pets safe, because it can be quite scary. So whether you live in the countryside or the towns, it is probably very likely that around November the 5th you're going to hear some fireworks no matter where you live. What should you do to protect your pets?
One of the best things to do is to try and start early, and you know, ideally with puppies and with kittens, gradually expose them to loud noises and get them an idea of what's going to go on, and do it in a non-stressful and non-frightening way. So that way they can then build up their confidence, and you know, yes, it's a loud bang, but hey, so what? Doesn't matter. And there's lots of ways that we can help do that, and we have some training CDs which actually have recordings both of fireworks and gunshot noises, you know, loud lorries and things like this. So we can help acclimatise our pets at an early age to try and help condition them and avoid stress in the future.
I hope this doesn't seem like a silly question, but why do pets not like fireworks?
It's not a silly question at all. I think it's the loud bang, and certainly also I think sometimes it's the screechy noises that seem to affect a lot of dogs especially. And these are sounds that they associate with something strange. And generally speaking, in the animal world, something strange means something dangerous, something frightening, something to be avoided.
Okay, so what's your general advice then on what we should do to look after our pets around this time?
So one of the things that we should certainly try and do is to try and avoid the stress and the worry that our pets can experience. And we can do simple things, like one of the simple things that we can do is to draw the curtains so that the flashes from fireworks going off don't actually show light through into the house, so the pets don't experience that. Keeping our radios on so there's a background noise and it's trundling through with that. But also having a secure environment for our pets so that they have somewhere where they know they can go and it's comfortable and it's normal, you know, with that. So those are the sort of basic starting points. But then there's various other things. If pets have started to develop a fear of fireworks, there are things that we can do to try and help avoid that.
Okay, so what sorts of things do you mean that we could do?
Well, we've got a couple of products. One is a pheromone product. And it's the pheromone that bitches actually give off when they're lactating. And you all know how content and calm puppies look when they're feeding. And a lot of that is down to this special pheromone that's given off during that time. And these are available both as plug-ins and as collars and as little sprays. And the effect of that is to create a sense of well-being, a sense of security in our dogs. And that again helps to try and decrease stress. And similar products are available for cats as well. Now, it doesn't work for every single pet, but certainly for an awful lot of them, it can make a huge difference.
Anything else that we can do?
Yes, again, there's a whole range of different products. And again, different pets will respond to different particular items. So it's a question sometimes a little bit of trial and error and working out the best one. But there are also products that are based on milk proteins. And these have the effect, again, of a gentle, calming, sedative type effect, but without really being a true pharmaceutical. So again, it's a fairly natural way of trying to decrease stress. For very severe cases, yes, sometimes we do have to delve into our medicine cabinets and come up with some different solutions. But generally what I try and do is to use the simple things first and work away with that.
Okay, and any other general advice on bonfire night?
Well, obviously the standard advice about being safe and secure with fireworks, but one thing again just to remember is that when we're making these piles of wood to make our bonfires, those are a great place for hedgehogs to say, hey, let's hibernate here, let's settle down, ready for the winter. So always make sure that you check the bonfire first, to avoid problems with hedgehogs.
Making me feel a bit upset thinking about that. Some really sound advice there. Thank you so much, Bob. And if anybody wants any general advice on avoiding stress for their pets around fireworks time, where should they go, Bob?
Well, the best thing to do is to contact us at www.vethospital.co.uk or give us a call on 01423 561414. And if you book an appointment, either with one of the vets or with one of the nurses, we'll be delighted to see you and give you some advice and help.
The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.